Respect your father and mother. That's what we're going to look at today. You know, respect. It's a big word at the moment, isn't it? Respect. Children thinking that teachers and parents don't respect them enough. And adults thinking people don't respect teachers the way they used to. They don't respect parents the way they used to. There's a big respect campaign that's being run at the moment by the FA, which is about referees saying that players should stop swearing at them and being horrible to them so that we can get more referees to referee in the game. And a lot of people feel that people are not respectful towards people of other races. And there's a respect party now, started by George Galloway. So respect is a big word. Now we're going to look at the fifth commandment today, which in our church Bibles has the word respect in it. And this is it. Respect your father and mother, so that you may live a long time in the land that I am giving you. Respect your father and mother, so that you may live a long time in the land that I am giving you. Now, we're going to look at this today, and we're going to look at what it has to tell us as children, what it has to tell us as adults where our parents are older, and also what it has to tell us if our parents are no longer here, or if our parents were very bad parents to us. So we're going to talk about all of those things today. And to start off, we're going to look back into the Bible, and we're going to look at some very wise people and how they treated their parents, and we're going to see if we can learn anything from it. So here's the first person, Joseph of the many coloured coat. And Joseph was a prime minister in Egypt. He was a really important person. He was more important than anyone in his family. And here, he's meeting his father, Jacob, after a long time apart. And let's just look at what happened. So it says this. Joseph took his children from Jacob's lap because Jacob was blessing them. And he bowed down before him with his face to the ground. He bowed down before him with his face to the ground. When did you last do that for your mum and dad? Anybody? Bowed down with your face to the ground? There are still some places in the world where that happens. Let's look at the next one. This is King Solomon. Now, King Solomon had only just been made king. And his mother, Bathsheba, was coming to see him. And this is what it says. So Bathsheba went to the king to speak to him on behalf of Adonijah. Adonijah was the brother of Solomon. The king stood up to greet his mother and bowed to her. Then he sat on his throne, and he had another one brought in on which she sat on his right. Now, what does that mean for us now? Does it mean that we have to bow down to our parents every time they walk into the house or we walk into the house, we bow down low? I think Leslie wants that to happen. I can see looking at her face. Well, we don't really do that in this country anymore. But here's the important thing. What it was that both Joseph and Solomon were not only showing their mum and their dad that they were important. They were showing by what they did that their mum and dad were important. But they were also showing all of the people around them that their mums and dads were important. By Solomon putting that throne, he was saying, I want to show everybody that my mum and dad are important. And that's a very vital lesson from the Bible. There are some more. Let's look at the next one, Owen. The book of Proverbs, it tells us how to live our lives. There's lots of sayings in there. Here are two of them. First one, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. That's a father talking to a son saying, listen to what I have to say. And there's another one just like that. Here it is here. I don't know how well you can see that on the screen, so I'll just read it for you. It says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction. And do not forsake, that means do not ignore or leave, your mother's teaching. So the Bible tells us to listen to our parents. I wonder if we have a problem with that. I think I have. I think I do. I have had. And do you know what? I would speak to some of the people who are adults now, and their parents are a lot older. And isn't it true that sometimes when our parents are a lot older, we're adults and we think we know everything? that we actually stop listening and we think that they don't really understand how the world works anymore, and we shut them off and we don't listen to them. But the Bible tells us, listen. Listen to what your parents have to say. And then the final and most important lesson, of course, comes from Jesus. Jesus set an example for us for how to treat our parents. And this is from the book of Luke. So Jesus went back with his parents to Nazareth, where he was obedient to them. Jesus, the King of the universe, the Lord of everything, obeyed his father and mother in his teenage years because he wanted to show us how we should live our lives. So let's have a look at the lessons we've learned there then from the Bible. How should we respect our parents? We should show them and also other people around that they are important by what we do and the way we act towards them. We should listen to what they have to say and not think we know all the answers. And if we are still young enough for them to be in charge of us, then we should obey them and do what they say. And you know what? It's not just in the Bible we get messages like this. I want to talk now about why we should do these things for them. This is a writer called Mark Twain. I love this. This is what Mark Twain said. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so stupid, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years. Do you know what? He had learned that his father actually knew a lot about how the world worked, and that was a reason why he should respect him. Now, here's another one. 10-year-old Sam came down one day to breakfast, and he put a bill, a piece of paper, on the table for his mother. And when his mother came down, she picked it up. Washed car, £3. Took out rubbish, £3. Cleaned my room, £3. Total owed, £9. So the next day, Sam came down to breakfast, and his mum had put a bill on the table at his place. And this was the bill. Washed clothes 520 times, £1,200. 16,950 meals, £50,000. Sat up at night when you were sick many times, £2,500. Gave birth to you. No amount sounds right for that. I was there, I know what that was like. Total amount owed, I love you. So two reasons why we should show respect. Three reasons, in fact. The first one we've already had. The Bible tells us to do it. The Bible tells us to respect our parents. Secondly, they know a lot about life and the way it works because they've lived longer than us. And thirdly, they have done things for us to make life possible. How many people have seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? Raise your hands if you have seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Does anyone know who this little guy is? He's called Short Round. I actually heard somebody whisper that. Who actually knew that? That's impressive. Impressive knowledge, sir. Impressive knowledge. Short Round. And Short Round always says to Indiana Jones this, "You listen to me, you live longer." I'm not very good at the accent. I'm sorry. And, you know, we're going to look at the second part of this commandment because that's really what it says. So let's have a look at this. Respect your father and mother so that you may live a long time in the land that I am giving you. So that you may live a long time in the land that I'm giving you. Now, surely that doesn't seem right. Because, you know, we all know people, don't we, who were really nice to their parents, who did everything they were told, and they didn't live long. You know, they might have died of an illness really young, or they might have died in an accident. That promise doesn't seem right. Surely that's not right. If we obey our parents, we live a long time. Do you know what? I think what God is telling us is something a little bit different. I think what God is telling us is, this is the best way for life to work. If you do this, it will help you to live longer because it will take the stress away from your life if you live it the right way. I'm going to tell you about a girl called Lima. Now, Lima was a pupil in my school, and she was a year 11 pupil. And Lima was having lots of problems in her life. Right? She wasn't coming into school in the morning. We had to send someone to get her out of bed and bring her in. And we actually couldn't keep doing that for a very long period of time because it was just taking too much time from people. She was not doing well at school. She was getting into fights and getting excluded all the time. And in fact, by the start of year 11, she was in danger of being sent away from the school altogether and to another school. And I spent a lot of time talking to her, as did other people, and she said, "I hate my dad. Hate my dad. He doesn't know anything about me. He doesn't like me. I hate my mum as well." Her mum couldn't speak much English. And her mum would come and sit. We'd have a translator. She would just cry. She would sit in the office and just cry. It was terrible. And then after a while, when things got really bad, Lima just decided, and she said to me, I remember, "I don't like living like this. I don't like it." And I said, "Well, try treating your parents a bit differently and see what happens." And gradually things changed. And I remember her mum coming in, and again, through a translator, saying, "Oh, things are just so much better now." And Lima starting to smile and say, "It's better. I'm much happier." Even her dad, who would never come in, her dad came in and said, "It's great now. Things are so much better." Because that's the way God wants our lives to work. God wants us to respect our parents. And if we follow the Bible, we do what God tells us to do, it makes things better. There's quite a lot of pupils come into my room. They say, "I hate this teacher. She never shows me any respect. I don't like her at all. I really like this poster." And I say it to my pupils a lot. You're waiting for respect from your teacher. Give respect. Give respect, and then you will get it back. And the same is true in our families. If we show respect to our parents, it helps life to work in the right way. And the Bible tells us this as well. Ephesians 6:1-4 says this: "Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Respect your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise added, so that all may go well with you and you may live a long time in the land." But do you know what? It goes on from there, doesn't it? It doesn't just talk to the children. It talks to the parents too. And it says this: "Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to make them angry." Does that mean don't tell them off? Well, no, let's see what it says next. "Instead, raise them with Christian discipline and instruction." Oh, no, so you can say what's the right thing to do. But, you know, another place in the Bible, in Colossians, it says something that I've read translated as, "Don't make your children bitter. Don't make your children bitter. Don't discourage them." And, you know, I know there are some people sitting here today where your parents were not very good to you. Okay, I know that's true, because I know some people where it's true. Well, your parents weren't very good to you. And actually, it's difficult for this to make sense. How can I respect my parents when they treated me in a way that wasn't right? Well, do you know what? That everything that I have said this morning, absolutely everything, and I will show you in a minute, can apply to God as our perfect parent, as our Father. You know, it says this in the Bible: "See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called God's children." And so, in fact, we are. So how do we honor God, our Father, our perfect parent? Well, again, Jesus shows us. When Jesus was facing death, Jesus went a little further on, threw himself face down in the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Not what I want, but what you want. So let's look at all those lessons we were looking at for our parents. And let's look at how they work for God. I think they work really well. So first of all, like Joseph and Samuel and Solomon did, we show God and all the people around us that God is important, that he is special, that we love and respect him by what we do. Secondly, that we listen to what he has to say, that we don't think we have all the answers, that we learn from his word. And thirdly, that like Jesus did, we obey him throughout our lives. And why should we do that? Because the Bible tells us to. Because he knows how we should live our lives better than our parents, who are not perfect. And finally, better than our parents who are not perfect, because he has done everything for us. He has shown us his wonderful love for us through Jesus and the way Jesus died for us. And his love for us is so complete. That mother's message on the bottom, amount owed, I love you. That is what God says to us this morning. There is nothing owed. God has given us everything, but his love covers all of that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the message from your word this morning. I pray that you will help us to receive your love deep in our hearts, to know what you have done for us as the perfect parent, and that it will change the way that we are and that we act, that we will know it deep in our hearts. Amen.